I'm Susie, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Susie.
Thank you very much for my invitation to be given the opportunity to come and share on step five. And I've been a bit iffy about this all week because it means so much. 12 years ago, I did my first ever tabletop share. And funnily enough, it was on step five. So if I say nothing else that resonates with anybody, that is my hope, that long-term recovery is possible. My light bulb went on at this convention in 2009. It was my first ever convention, and so I always love to pay homage to this room, this vortex of higher power. And also I'd like to welcome everybody who is at their first ever face-to-face meeting. It is fantastic. There's so many people here I don't recognise at all, which unnerves me a little bit, but there's also some faces around that I'm looking at for comfort, and that's immense. So, I'd just like to read from OA's 12 and 12, page 44. It is our step five, and I believe it's the step five promise. In the big book, it correlates to into action. The promise is we pocket our pride, that paragraph, but I've chosen to read this one just to calm myself and keep myself in the room. As we complete step five, we may feel many emotions, among them humility, elation and relief. We often feel nearer than ever before to our higher power and more loving and trusting of other people. Whether we feel these things or not, we can rest assured that we are nearer to God and more capable of trusting others. The fruits of having faithfully completed step five may be apparent immediately or gradually, but they will appear. Taking step five is the beginning of freedom, and as we continue working the steps, the great burden of our past actions will be lifted from us. We find that we can face each day and each challenge as it comes. So why am I sat here? Basically because, by the grace of God, I qualify. So what does that look like? I've been living with abstinence since September 2007, which according to my app is 5,413 days, but it's one day at a time. I've only got today's daily reprieve. Emotionally, I own them, and I have a lot more maturity, and spiritually I truly feel connected and real and loving and kind to all. Physically, I'm maintaining a healthy body weight, and that's happened since 2009, which for me, 100 pounds has left my body. It's gone. It used to be a boomerang. It used to be like Velcro. It would come back. It's gone. I've let go of it. It ain't coming back. And with every stone I lost, which was 7, there's been immense health benefits. I feel fitter now, and I'm 60 last year, than in my 20s. But not only physically in my body, mentally, I am so much clearer because I live with abstinence. And I care for myself, engaging with all screening and preventative checks. So my dis-ease meant that I was a binger, a grazer, an under and an overeater. And I had a very unloving relationship with myself, food and others. And God didn't get a look in. I ate lots, therefore I wore the disease on my body, but also inside my head. I was a dieter through and through, so everything was black, white. I was on it, off it. You were my friend, you weren't my friend, etc. Now my OA journey began. I hopped in 1991, sent off for the information, the leaflet came, the word God was on it. Ooh, no thank you. Carried on, being a bit miserable, eating a bit more. Now I feel incredibly privileged and blessed and in awe of my GP in 1998. Who told me about OA, and I came, and I did it a little bit. still wasn't quite ready to completely surrender to the programme, but I worked out my abstinence. I did have an eating plan. I began my recovery very proudly. I did step one, two, and three by myself. Never thought I would. Why would I work with another? God forbid you might tell me what to do. Thank you. So I feel I illustrate the effects of not progressing. After, you know, if you live in the one, two, three dance, that's all you're going to do, dance around with yourself. So that will be another hope for you. You know, just plod on the steps in the order they come. So yes, I did. I went back to the food. I didn't really deliberately leave the rooms. However, life took on, second baby, got busy. But I know I needed those 6 years to really hammer home to myself. This wasn't about the weight. I was ill at ease with myself. I really wasn't. My first addiction, I believe, is to being not right. Are not enough, and my binging would mean I would binge on negativity because I'm not good enough, basically. And I would quite get off on that every now and again. Ooh, you're no good. So that's me. So I was at a crossroads in 2007. I really was. Our eldest son had survived and remains alive from a very serious illness. And when we got him home, I had the biggest post-traumatic troughing going. I'm 5'2", so I got back up to being 15 stone 10. But look into my beautiful eyes. I looked in the mirror, nobody there. That's what did it. I knew at that moment I needed to be well in my mind, body and soul. Not just I wanted to be thin, don't get me wrong, I did. Should I go back to a well-known diet institution? Should I go back to OA? Thankfully, I phoned the lady. She was still in the rooms. Massive urge, nudge here. Please update all your meeting lists. Make things current. I did. I went back to the rooms, knew what I needed to refrain from, formulated an eating plan that was bespoke for me and fit for purpose. So that those two got the fat off my body. So that took 2 years. Still too proud. I'm not working with anybody. I'll go to a little meeting, but you know, I'll plod on. Then I came here in the July 2009, did one little exercise, and the lady who did it is in the rooms. Piece of paper, blank line down the middle, old idea of God, new idea of God. Believe me, so simple. Went home, changed meetings, went to that bigger meeting for a couple of weeks, walked across the room, asked somebody, will you work with me? Because I was willing. I wasn't willing before. I was not a willing pupil. I just wanted to be thin. But somehow, in this first conference, I clicked. The room was full of people who had the recovery, threefold recovery, who were still here. And I need to be around people who are ahead of me. So I do make it my business to go where people have more years of recovery than me. Because I still need to hear experience, strength and hope. So, the integrity. What on earth does that mean? It just means for me, honesty, truth, all cards on the table, this is me. And again, I wasn't ready to actually share a step five before. I was ready to get rid of the fat because I knew how to cope with that off and on, although I'd stayed to target for about half an hour. But as being ready to really change, to really stop reacting to life, to really calm down and just accept reality, life on life's terms, I wasn't. It took me to the age of 46 to be really, really ready. So integrity for me means I've got no chance being or living with integrity unless I follow and commit every day to my abstinence and follow the eating plan that underpins that. So for me, it begins with that. It's my spiritual barometer. How's my food? With my family, my recovery meant that after I'd done the 12 steps in 9 months, I'd been with Nick. We've got two boys, but I asked him to marry me. That's what the steps did for me. I was no longer commitment shy. It's like, the grass is not greener. It's only green where you water it. So we got married and we had the wedding we wanted. With the fellowship, I've really heard from just before service. So you do get an honest part of me, and I've given service and continue to give service at all levels. I can't give service beyond myself unless I serve God in my understanding. So that begins with me, my basic minimums. And service itself will not keep me well. I have to know what my threefold recovery looks like, how it's going to feel, how it's going to smell. Is it tangible? Is it doable? Am I projecting too far ahead? And am I living in the day? Work, my integrity meant that I had a bit of a blip in 2013. There's so many women in the room here, I'll get a nod here, but menopause rocked recovery. I thought I was going mad. So I had some time off sick. I then felt I could go back, but I wasn't ready. But my integrity meant that I couldn't stay on the sick. So I took a career break, promising myself at the end of 6 months, if I still wasn't happy about going back, I would leave. So I left my 33-year career, knowing that I have helped so many mums and babies, but it was my time to go. And I hold my head up high. I could have stayed on, but it wouldn't have been genuine. The pandemic gave me a massive opportunity to live with integrity and follow guidelines, but also what I felt was common sense. Exercise groups, friends, neighbours, community. What got me well keeps me well. So integrity isn't just I'm living with integrity. I have to take actions that underpin it. So for that, I'm so blessed. I've got 9 tools, and I do use them every day in some shape or form, especially the anonymity. I'm no better, no worse. This is no easier, no harder. Although, hand on heart, I think it's getting harder to feel it sometimes. And if you're in that pink cloud stage, oh God, I miss that. I do yearn for that again every now and again. But I plod on, I persevere, because I live in steps 10, 11 and 12. So I'm still in awe that I trusted, dared to trust another to do a step 5. And that I did do that fearless moral inventory. I need to live in steps 10, 11 and 12, because quite frankly, I don't want to have to do another massive fall. So it really is easier. And if I do step 10, that cleans the channel. Then I do step 11, that fills my spirit up, so that I then am topped up to be able to give back what I've been so blessed from the fellowship and from the God of my understanding. So I am a sponsor, I have a sponsor. From that moment I decided to work with another, I've more or less always had a sponsor. I wouldn't panic now if I didn't have one, because I have a wealth of contacts of step 10 buddies. So I don't rely on one person anymore. I have God reliance, and that's what integrity gives me. And I know what I like. I know I like colours, I know I like fashion, I know I'm good at accessorising. I know what paper I like to read, I know what music I like. I didn't before. I would pretend I liked something, because that might make you like me more. Mm-hmm. So that is what that's the rock I've dropped. I can still feel very full of imposter syndrome, but I truly, truly now sat here with the years of recovery, with the knowledge that I can grow even more one day at a time if I stick to the principles of the program. I'll be well. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Susan.